Good morning. I thank Pastor Sammy once again to stand here to preach Word of God. And also I thank you so much for loving me and giving me privilege and showing your love upon me. Really, I thank you so much. When you observe the suicide cases, you know, when you observe the murder case, we used to think why they are taking their life. Whether it is murder or whether it is suicide. So what is the main reason they are taking their life? Because they did not have enough love from the people. Maybe family hated them. They failed in their exam. Parents are not loving them and insulting them. Because of that, they take away their life. The people are expecting love from the people, but they are not getting love from the people. They were discouraged. You are sitting here, maybe you are also discouraged by people. You are expecting something from others, but you are not getting. But this sermon helps you to expect love from right person, from right place. That is the Father in whom we can have love. Are you thinking while you are sitting here and saying that, why should I leave? Because people are hating me. I am not getting love from people. But this sermon will motivate you. You can see the God's love in your life. Some of you are not grateful to the God because you have forgotten what Lord has done in your life. This sermon will help you to remember God's love. Turn with me, 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 to 3. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 to 3. See how great a love the Father has bestowed on us, that we would be called children of God. And such we are. For this reason, the world does not know us, because it did not know Him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not appeared as yet what we will be. We know that when He appears, we will be like Him, because we will see Him just as He is. And everyone who has this hope fixed on Him purifies himself just as He is pure. So the theme of this passage, we can say, the wonders of Father's love. The wonders of Father's love. Look at verse 1 says. Look at verse 1 says. See how great a love the Father has bestowed on us, that we would be called children of God. The stress is on the urgency of action. Here John is commanding believers that they should see the love of Father. He is commanding. He is not saying, you see, maybe not. He is commanding, see the love of the Father. We have to understand, the love of God is wonderful. Because, see, He is saying, see how great a love. He mentioned the word how. That is talking about the wonders of the God's love. The Father has given love to us in order that we would be called children of God. This is wonderful. God is who is holy and righteous, loves sinners like you and me, making us His children. Look at verse 1 says, end of the verse 1. Says, and such we are. There is no doubt in it. This is confirmed. You are children of God. Such we are. That is talking about the wonders of God's love by making us his children. Four amazing facts that his children must know. Four amazing facts that his children must know. First amazing fact that his children must know is the privileges of his children. The privileges of his children. Look at verse 1 says, see how great a love the Father has bestowed on us, that we would be called children of God, such we are. We can see our privilege in this verse. John is saying our privileges in this verse. He is clarifying our privileges. We have two privileges of as a children. The first privilege of children of God is we are beloved by the Father in Jesus. The first privilege of God's children is we are beloved by the Father in Jesus. As we see verse 1, great love the Father has bestowed on us. The how is talking about the manner. Talking about the manner of loving us. We have to understand the love which is the sacrificial. This is great love which was given to us by the Father through Jesus Christ. The Father has bestowed on us. This is perfect tense, no? This is saying, used to emphasize the result of the Father's action. Or we can say that the present state, that is being a children of God, produced by the past action of Father. God gave his love first. In result, the continuous, we are children of God. Now we are children of God. This is great privilege came because of his wonderful love. But every believer knows that. We became his children. And also, we know God's love reaches to us through Jesus alone. First, we have to understand who we are. Then we will know how great God's love is. How much he loved us. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 3 says, among them we too all formerly lived in the lust of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind. Listen carefully. And were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. Even as the rest. Even as the rest means all people. Like all people, we were by nature children of wrath. God has to give his wrath. God has to punish us because by nature we are children of God, not children of God. That is the difference. We were children of wrath. Through Jesus, he made us children of God. That's one I am going to explain to you. See, we are not only children of wrath. Look at Romans chapter 5, verse 10 says, Romans chapter 5, verse 10 says, for if you while we were enemies, we were children of God, at the same time we were enemies to God. But here John is saying that now we are children of God. Not in the future, right now, while you are sitting in this hall, when you are living on the earth, right now you are children of God. That is possible through Jesus Christ. How did this happen? Because of his wonderful love. He showed upon us. See, we have to understand this is the love. This is agape. John has the specific meaning for agape. That is, love should be in deed, not in the words only. Love should be in the deeds, not only in the words. Observe verse 1 says, how great a love the Father has bestowed on us. Bestowed on us means given us. He gave the love. See, God the Father has actions. He has done something for us. Not only God the Father has words, just saying, I love you. I love you so much. Like people say, no? They used to say, I love you. But God is not like that. He has done something that is giving his love for us. We have to understand. I can say that God loved us in Jesus. Here, God's love is evident by making us his children who were children of wrath and who were enemies to him. He adopted us in Jesus through faith in Jesus. See, we can know one of the best verse in the Bible. John Gospel chapter 3 verse 16, no? You know that, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. God gave. The showing, giving love is giving his son. We sang before, no? Showing love is giving the son. He has actions. How God the Father is making us? We have to understand from the scripture. Maybe you have different observations, different ideas, but there is only one way to become his children. That is, we know John Gospel chapter 1 verse 12 says. John Gospel chapter 1 verse 12 says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. Actually, here Jesus is the giving authority to become children of God to those who believe in his name, to believe in his divine nature. That is the way to become children of God. That is the way God the Father made us to his children. Based on this truth, we all became God's children by the Father through only Jesus. You know, Thomas, he asked Jesus, what? We don't know where you are going. How do we know the way? Then Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. We have to look. No one comes to the Father but through me. If any sinner wants fellowship with the Father, if any sinner wants to stand in the presence of the Father, he should come through the Jesus. If it is true, if sinner wants to be children of God, Jesus is the only way to become children of God. So we were beloved by the Father in Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, you know that you have privilege, that is, you are beloved by the Father. He made you his children, faith alone, grace alone, in Jesus. So adore your Father. Love him because he loved you first. You're supposed to love him again. He gave the privilege that to become fellow heirs with Christ as your children. Romans chapter 8 verse 17 says, and if children, heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ. He made us fellow heirs with Christ. He adopted us in Jesus Christ. He showed his love. We are children of wrath, no? We are sinners. We don't love God. We hate God. Even though we are sinners, we are wicked, we are evil, through Jesus, God made us his children. Be thankful to your Savior for his salvation. Love him because he loved you. Second privilege of his children is, we are beloved by the believers in Jesus. We were beloved by the believers in Jesus. We are not only beloved by the Father in Jesus, we were beloved by the believers in Jesus. Look at verse 2 says, 2a, says that, beloved, now we are children of God. We are members in God's family. Here John is calling believers as his beloved. See the word beloved mean. The one who is dearly loved, dear, prized, valued. This is indicating close relationship with somebody else. Here John is saying that all God's children are dearly loved. All God's children, whoever sitting beside you, if they are God's children, they are beloved to you. They are valued. Because scripture is saying, he is expressing his love towards to them, believers. He has close relationship with them by calling them beloved. Why did John has this love for them? He did not have love for another people. He had love for them because they are children of God. You can see verse 2. Now we are children of God. Beloved, now we are children of God. He is loving church members, believers, because they are children of God. Even Jesus died for them. Even Jesus, he hid his glory. He came on earth. He lived for them. Even God, who gave his son for these people. So he is calling, beloved, I am loving you. You are so dear to me. You are so valuable to me. He is calling not only in this, he called 6 times in this epistle. We can see chapter 2 verse 7, he said, beloved, I am not writing a new commandment to you. Again he said, chapter 3 verse 21, beloved. Then again he said, chapter 4 verse 1, beloved. Then chapter 4 verse 7, beloved. Again he said, finally chapter 4 verse 11, beloved. John knows that whom he is writing. John knows that who are they? He is loving them because they are beloved to the believers, because they are beloved to the God the Father in Jesus. Paul calls believers and his co-workers many times. He called Timothy, he is my beloved brother. He called Tychicus, he is my beloved brother. He used to call beloved because they are loving one another. That's why Romans chapter 12 verse 10 says, be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Be devoted. Give preference to one another in honor. Brothers and sisters, all who are sitting in this hall, they are beloved to you. Call them and treat them as your loved one, because they are God's family. They are your family. Love them in deed, not in words. As I said before, it is easy to say, I love you. I love you so much, no? That is easy, no? We have to show sacrifice. You have to do some actions to your brothers. Whoever sitting in this hall, they are all children of God. We have to show love to them. Do it because of your Father and your Savior. Not because they are worthy. We know they are not worthy. Because of God the Father, because of the Christ, we should love them. This is commandment. He said, John himself said in this epistle, chapter 4 verse 7, beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And everyone who loves is born of God. Whoever is loving continuously their fellow brothers and sisters, they are born from God. Whoever not loving their brothers, they are not born from God. Maybe they are sitting here, going, coming, but really they are not saved people. They will go to the hell. They will go to the hell because they are not loving. If they are true believers, they will love their brothers. See John example. See Paul. They used to call beloved. That is, they are showing the intimate relationship with their co-workers, with their church members. Second amazing fact that his children must know is the persecution of his children. The persecution of his children. Look at verse 1 says that 1 John chapter 3 verse 1 says, see how great a love Father has bestowed on us that we would be called children of God? Such we are. Listen carefully. For this reason, the world does not know us, because it did not know him. For this reason, we have to ask, for what reason? For what reason? For this reason. That reason is, we are children of God. We have to understand the term, the know, knowing. Knowing. This has same meaning, that knowing intimately. It is not talking about intellectual knowing. It is talking about intimacy. I can say, I know John MacArthur. Then I go him, I will shake my hand. He will say, who are you? I know him, but he don't know me. If I go to Pastor Chris, hi sir, how are you? He will say, yeah Vijay, how are you? Because he knows me. See, this is talking about not intellectual things, it is talking about the relationship. Relationship. See, here we can see, the world does not know. The world does not know means, the world does not have intimate relationship with you. That is the truth. That is the truth. The world hates God's people. They don't have love upon them. See, persecution of his children comes from the world. That we need to understand. The persecution comes from the world. We can see here the world. The meaning of world means the ungodly multitude. The whole mass of men alienated from God. See, the world means ungodly people who are alienated from God, who are separated from God. That is the meaning of all here. There are so many wicked people, ungodly people in the world. We can see in Noah's time, there are so many ungodly people. There is no difference in Noah's days and nowadays, these days. So many ungodly people are there. The mess of men alienated from the God. Because of them, we will get persecution. See, we need to understand, they were dead in their sins. Why they are persecuting us? Why they don't have intimate relationship with us? Because they were dead. They are not living. The devil is the ruler of them. So Jesus said in his word, I will not speak much more with you, for the ruler of the world is coming. See, the devil, Satan, is the ruler of this world. That's why they hate us. They are not born again. That's why they want to persecute us. We can see in Jesus' words, who will be the world? How they will persecute us? Luke chapter 21 verse 12 says, but before all these things, they will lay their hands on you and will persecute you, delivering you to the synagogues and prisons, bringing you before kings and governors for my name's sake. Verse 16, but you will be betrayed even by parents and brothers and relatives and friends. They will put some of you in death. You will be hated by all because of my name's sake. This is the truth that Jesus has spoken to us. The world does not know us. Who is world? Maybe your parents. Maybe your brothers. Maybe your friends. They hate you. They won't love you because of you are children of God. See why they are hating? Because we are children of God. We have to understand. In verse 2 says, now we are children of God. We have seen John explains God's love for making us his children. Therefore, world does not know us. They are children of God because they are born from God. We were born from God. That's why we are children of God. We have new nature. We have new nurture. The Christians display new nature different to the world. We have a nature of God. We have a nature of Savior. So we will live different lifestyle. World does not like us. The real aliens in the world are Christians. we are very separated. Why they persecute us? Because the world did not love God. The world did not love God. For this reason, the world does not know us because it did not know Him. Again, I am saying, the knowing is having intimate relationship. The world did not have the intimate relationship with the God. They hate God. They don't want God. They seek themselves. They seek their glory. But that's why they hate us. See, they are hating God through hating Jesus. We have to understand. Hating Jesus is hating God. Jesus, whom they are hating, is the image of invisible God. They are hating Jesus. They are hating invisible God. He is the radiance of God's glory, exact representation of His nature. Jesus has exact representation. Jesus has same nature, God the Father. When Jesus come to the earth, these people hated Jesus. They don't want Jesus. If they don't want Jesus, they are saying that we no need God the Father. They are hating God the Father through hating Jesus Christ. We have to understand this truth. John Gospel chapter 14, verse 8 and 9. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father. You know that story? Show us the Father. And Jesus said, He said to him, Have I been so long with you, yet you have not come to me? To know me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. Whoever is seeing the Jesus, they are seeing the Father. Whoever hating the Jesus, they are hating God the Father. He said, John Gospel chapter 15, verse 23, he said, He who hates me hates my Father also. See, this world hates Jesus. In order, result of that, they are hating God also. So that they won't love His children. Because they hated already God the Father through hating Jesus. I have one friend who became child of God. Then his father did not like. He said, don't follow Jesus. Then he said, I won't leave Jesus. Then he said, one time he went through small operation. Then me and my friends, we have done all things what he needed. He came one time. And he left. Even his mother, even his sisters, they did not come. And he tore all his provisional certificates, study certificates. He has done PG. Then he tore everything. Because you are following Jesus Christ. It is true, no? Jesus said already. Luke chapter 21 verse 6, he said, You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers and relatives and friends. Because of Jesus' sake. But don't be discouraged. This is truth. This is truth. But don't be discouraged. Jesus said, Matthew chapter 5 verse 11, Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you, falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of my name. Blessed are you. Then he said, verse 12, Rejoice and be glad. For your reward is in heaven is great. Your reward is in heaven is great. Brothers and sisters, be glad. Be rejoice if you are going in this situation. In your family, maybe you are getting hatred in your family, through your friends, with your neighbor, because of Jesus' namesake. But be glad, be rejoice. This gladness is not talking outside. If people are coming and shouting on us and beating us, we cannot laugh, no? We will enjoy, we will glad inside because Jesus told to us, be glad. Know that this suffering is the evidence that you are the child of God. If you are going through this situation, you must know that I am children of God, so these people are hating me. This will give joy in your heart. Third amazing fact that his children must know is the future hope of his children. The future hope of his children. Look at verse 2 says, Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not appeared as yet what we will be. We know that when he appears, we will be like him, because we will see him just as he is. Here John is saying to the church that they knew this fact. You know already. You know this fact because they came to know through apostle teaching. They came to know through the preaching of Jesus. So you know already Jesus will come. You know already you have future hope. You will be like Jesus one day. He will change you. So this is the hope. Why I can say this is future hope? Look at verse 3 says. Please look at verse 3 says. Everyone who has this hope. So this is the context. He is telling hope in the verse 2. Everyone who has this hope. What is the hope? The hope is two. Two future hopes that God's children has. Two future hope that God's children have. The first future hope that God's children have is Jesus will appear for them. Jesus will come for them. Look at what says clearly. He is saying, we will know that when he appears, then he said, because we will see him just as he is. Do you know, brothers, whom you love, you are loving? You know, brother, whom you have trust, even though your relatives, your parents, even though your friends hating you, but you are not leaving Jesus because you know he is Savior, that Savior is coming for you. That is the great hope. You are going too many difficulties. You went through so many difficulties, but Jesus is coming for you. Savior, the Lord, the Savior is coming for you. That is the great hope we have. We have to understand. Mark Gospel chapter 8, 38 says that. Mark Gospel chapter 8, verse 38 says that, For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will also be ashamed of him when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. He will come again. Jesus himself told that, I will come with glory. So in result of that, what we have to do? We have to accept Jesus in front of evil people. We have to accept, we have to confess Jesus is the Lord. If you are ashamed of him, definitely he will be ashamed of you one day. We have to take courage to stand for him, to follow him. The second future hope that God's children have is Jesus will transform us. Jesus will transform us. Look at verse 2 says clearly. We will be like him. We will be like him. Jesus is going to change our nature. Jesus is going to transform us. Let me tell you something. Jesus has the glorious body. He can walk through into the room without opening the door. He can eat. So Jesus is going to change us like him. Philippians chapter 3 verse 21 says, Who will transform the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of his glory? Jesus is going to change our body. Our body is perishable, which is going to death. We have so many sickness because of our body. So Jesus will come, will change your body into supernatural body. Like his body, he will change. Our body has weakness. This body has lot of temptation because of sins. When Jesus comes, when Jesus transforms you, you have the power, do not be tempted. You never sin after Jesus comes. He will change totally. You will struggle, no? You want to live for him. You want to live holy life, but sometimes you are not pleasing God. But when Jesus comes, he will change our body into powerful. powerful body. So it will happen when Jesus comes. Two hopes, the great hopes we have. Jesus is coming for us, and also Jesus is going to change us. You should have these two hope definitely. You should remember this hope even though you are going through difficult situation. He is the elder brother in Father's presence. He is the elder brother. He will live with us. He will transform us. We will overcome sins. There is no sickness. There is no sin. There is no cancer or some other things after Jesus comes. But we have to face on the earth. This is the hope we have. The fourth amazing fact that his children must know is, the purity of his children. The purity of children. Look at verse 3 says, and everyone who has this hope fixed on him purifies himself just as he is pure. Everyone. He is not telling specific person. He is not telling, he generally is speaking, anyone who has this hope purifies himself. He is saying anybody who is the believer. If you are the believer, you are following Jesus Christ, you should purify yourself. That is the John is saying. This is timeless fact, general fact he is saying. Sun rises early morning, no? Sun rises early morning only. This is timeless fact. Like that, if who has this hope fixed on Jesus, definitely they will purify themselves. The meaning of this, we have to understand. The purifying himself from all impurity, uncleanness, sin. We have to wash ourselves. If you don't take shower for 2 days or 3 days, 1 month, what will happen? Nobody will sit beside you. Nobody wants to talk with you because you are so dirty, you know. Smell is coming. You will wash. Some people, we will take shower 2 times, 3 times because they should be neat, no? That is the same situation. If you are a believer, you will wash yourself daily. This is continuous action, ongoing action. You should purify if you are the true believer. Two reasons his children must purify themselves. Two reasons. The first reason his children must purify themselves is their hope is on the Savior. Their hope is on the Savior. Look at verse 3. Everyone who has this hope fixed on him purifies himself. Why does God's children purify himself or purify herself? They have hope fixed on Jesus. Observe this verse very clearly. Who has this hope? What is the hope? Jesus is coming. What is the hope? Jesus will change our nature like him. So everyone who has this hope, definitely they will purify themselves. Living in the reality of Christ's return makes difference to others. If you know Jesus is coming, you will purify. You will be ready. You will cleanse yourself daily. The second reason his children must purify themselves is the Savior is pure. Their Savior is pure. Look at verse 3. And everyone who has this hope fixed on him purifies himself just as he is pure. Jesus is pure. He does not have any impurity in him. The word meaning pure from every fault, immaculate or clean. Jesus is clean. Jesus is holy. Jesus is pure. He is the holy God, righteous one. If he is the pure, if he is holy, just he is pure. That is John is saying. If you are saying, I am following Jesus, I am waiting for second coming of Jesus, you know, even people are saying Jesus won't come, you say Jesus will come loudly. If you say like that, you should purify yourself all from impurity. Jesus is holy. దేర్ ఆర్ నథింగ్ ఫాల్ట్ ఇంప్యూరిటీ అన్క్లీన్నెస్ ఇన్ జీసస్ క్రైస్ట్ దేర్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ వన్ పర్సన్ ఇన్ ద వరల్డ్ వితౌట్ హ్యావింగ్ సిన్ హీ ఈస్ సిన్లెస్ మ్యాన్ దట్స్ వై వీ ఆర్ వెయిటింగ్ ఫర్ జీసస్ క్రైస్ట్ వీ హ్యావ్ హోప్ ఫిక్స్డ్ ఆన్ హిమ్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు ప్యూరిఫై అవర్ సెల్ఫ్ బికాస్ హీ ఈస్ ప్యూర్ He said, John Gospel chapter 14, 30, he said, I will not speak much more with you, for the ruler of the world is coming, and he has nothing in me. He has nothing in me. Whatever he has, nothing in me. I don't have any uncleanness. I don't have any sin in me. I don't have any lies in me. I am pure. I am the holy God. I am the righteous God. Jesus himself said, If you know that, we have to follow him. He said, John Gospel chapter 8, verse 46, he said, Which one of you convicts me of sin? Can anybody show something fault in Jesus? His lifetime, whole lifetime, nobody has right, nobody has dared to point out Jesus' character because he is Holy God. John is remembering children. John is remembering to his beloved brothers so that they may look at Jesus, purifies themselves. That's why 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, he said, Paul said, Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness. In the fear of God, we have responsibility as a children, purifying ourselves. Believer cannot exist without purifies himself. Believer lifestyle is purifying always. If any man is not cleansing from his sin, cleansing from his impurity, continuously, he is never be called child of God. If he is true child of God, Definitely, he will purify himself. He cannot wait for another Sunday. He cannot say, I will purify myself tomorrow. After I had dinner, I will purify myself. I will purify myself in Lord's Supper for a month. People are saying like this, no? This is not time. I have some work. I need to go there. But the scripture is saying, everyone who has this hope fixed on him definitely purifies himself. This is continuous action. See, I told you, sun rises. Sun never stops rising, no? That is the same, the action. If believer has done something wrong, he will purify himself. He purifies himself. Do you know demons? Demons used to say to Jesus Christ, You remember what they will say? What business do you have with each other, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know you. You are the Holy One of God. See, demons knows that Jesus is Holy One of God. Another place, demon said, the Most High God, Son of Most High God. Demons knows Jesus is holy. Demons knows Jesus is Most High God. Will they repent? Never. Will they come to Jesus? Jesus, sorry, we have done mistake. Please forgive us. Will they say? No. That is demon activeness because demons are not children of God. They never says. See, if you are saying Jesus is holy, if you are believing Jesus is holy, definitely you will wash yourself. You will purify yourself. If you are not purifying your sins, there is no difference between demons and you. Maybe you are not born again. Maybe you are calling yourself Christian. So we have to understand this theme of this epistle is assurance of salvation. Assurance of salvation, this theme of this epistle. John is telling that you may know that you have eternal life. I am writing these things so that you may know you have eternal life. Who is true believer, he will purify himself. Brothers and sisters, if you have hope fixed on Jesus, Savior, if you know the Savior is pure, are you working hard to live godly life? That is the question I want to ask. You must obey all moral commandments of God. God said, be holy. I am holy. Jesus is holy, so we should be holy. What is your impurity? I am not raising what is your impurity. Just you see your heart. Where you are displeasing Jesus. Where you are going away from Jesus. If you know your impurity, if you know you are a sinner, you have done something wrong, you should go to Father. You should go to Jesus, ask forgiveness, and depend on Holy Spirit, and read Word of God. Because if you are a true believer, you have Holy Spirit in you. No? If Holy Spirit is in you, He will not allow you to do sins again and again, to live continuously. He will rebuke you. He will say, hey, you are doing something wrong. Then he will say, you have done something wrong. Your conscience will say to you, that time you have to run to him. You have to read Word of God because it will help you to purify yourself. Psalm 119 verse 9 says, how can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to your word. According to your word. The word of God will help you to purify yourself. Holy Spirit will guide you, help you to live holy life. We have to read. You have to read word of God. You should depend on Holy Spirit. You should ask Jesus to forgive, cleanse you. We have seen 4 amazing facts God's children must know. Privileges of his children, persecution of his children, then future hope of his children, finally, the purity of his children. I'm going to conclude you. So many people are expecting love from God. There are many today who says the love of God, who talk about love of God, who are totally strangers to the God of love. I was reading the Attributes of God by A.W. Pink. If you have, you can read it, please. He said this about love of God. God has taken a marvelous way to manifest his love. When he would show his power, he makes a world. When he would display his wisdom, he puts it a frame and fame that discovers its vastness. When he would manifest his glory of his name, he makes heavens and puts angels, archangels, and principalities and powers therein. And when he would manifest his love, God has taken a great, marvelous way of manifesting it in Christ. His person, his righteousness, his blood, is death. Who will help you like that? Who will love you like this? We have sung and sang, no? He gave his son to love us. He gave his son to love, to make us his children. You go anywhere else in the world, nobody loves you like him. Sacrificing his son, killing his son instead of you. This is the great love. This is the marvelous love we should trust. We should run on God the Father. Let us pray. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, you showed us love. We are sinners. By birth, by nature, we were children of wrath. Through your love, you loved us. In Jesus, you made us your children. You gave us privileges. Lord, you gave your son for us. Lord, in this hall, Lord, whoever is searching for the love, who does not have love in their life, Lord, help these brothers and sisters to see your love, to see the marvelous love. Lord, help us to always remember your love for your glory. Jesus' name I pray. Amen.